and with you. So you have this Emmett Till law that John Lewis really authored and pushed through. 150 cases, 125 of them closed with not one indictment. And this goes right to Natchez, which is the microcosm of what we're seeing today. If you could talk about whether, in fact, this really ends things, or isn't this the case for reparations or for a kind of lawsuit that is a conspiracy of the entire state? I mean, Parchman was not one guy putting a bomb in a car. It was the state going after all those who protested injustice in Natchez.
Yes, I think that the fact that no one has been indicted for Borlase's case or for these other cases shows that the limits of the justice system in holding people accountable for crimes that happened many years ago. I think it's important to note that we found out that Congressman Lewis, he wanted a larger thing, not just for the Justice Department to open up these cases, but he was really looking for a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that would, in the vein of South Africa, where all these crimes would come to light, where people had to come and talk and air what happened and get at the truth. Of course, he wasn't able to do that. I mean, we live in an extremely polarized country where, you know, talking the truth about this stuff is, you know, that people don't want it to happen. We see that now with what's going on with this critical race theory ridiculousness. But all that to say is that I think this does open up a case for reparations, which we are now talking about in a real way for the first time, and looking at what these families deserve. What is justice for these families? Reparations, mental health, you know, stuff to make them able to deal with this trauma that has happened, that we see with Denise, that we see with Worless Jr. What kind of services can we provide? So we really need to have that conversation, because it's true. These people are dead, you know, for the most part. I mean, for the crimes that were committed long ago. So how else can we repair the damage that was done and that generational damage? And I think that is about reparations and other services that can provide hope and help for these families.
Yoruba, you're premiering this film at the Lemley in Los Angeles, and then next week it's going to premiere on PBS. And I'm wondering what you want people to take away from this.
I want people to take away, to understand that, first off, we didn't get to talk much about the Deacons for Defense, but that the civil rights movement, or the Black freedom struggle, as I say, is not just reduced to a nonviolent strategy, and that the Deacons for Defense were one of many organizations that fought back and protected their community. And that is also how rights were won in many different communities. So I want people to understand that. And I want people to take away and to find out more about the history that has been erased.
We have 5 seconds.
Yes, to find out more about the history that's been erased, and also white people especially, because we're at a critical moment in this country where they're trying to erase our history.
We want to thank you so much for being with us, Yoruba Richenbragh Lichtenstein and Denise Ford Worless.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host. I'll be bringing you another hour of classic and traditional blues. In this hour, we're going to hear from Albert Collins, recording for the Imperial record label, late 1960s. Fine guitar player right there. Otis Rush as well, for Cobra Records, about the same time, mid-50s. Plus Blind Blake, some nice pre-war blues there from... Fine man, Blind Blake. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. So stick around, lots of good classic and traditional blues coming your way. We're going to start it off, though, with B.B. King. Here he is from 1969 and his classic song, The Thrill Is Gone. B.B. King on the Deep Blues Hour.
Although I'll still live on.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, including metal and reggae, hip-hop and doo-wop, and all stops in between. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Guitar. don't take out no garbage. Now I hang out with the trash. The only thing she likes about me is the color of my cash. She said one day, man, you're gonna go too far. Nobody understands me but my guitar.
Tune there from Buddy Guy from 1998 Columbia Legacy release called Can't Quit the Blues. That was Nobody Understands Me But My Guitar from Buddy Guy. Plus I heard from Billy Branch from a release called The Blues Keeps Following Me Around. That was Evil from Billy Branch. Up next, let's hear from Albert Collins, recording for the Imperial record label 1969. Here he is, Doing My Thing, from Albert Collins on the Deep Blues Hour.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said, I pity the fool. That falls in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Look at the people. You make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool. We'll be right back.
The song entitled Trouble Everywhere, that's from Lowell Fulson and his disc My Baby. They're from Lowell Fulson. And we heard from Bobby Blue Bland with I Pity the Fool, his hit from 1961. They're from Bobby Blue Bland. Let's hear next from J.B. Lenore, off of a Fuel 2000 record called Mojo Boogie. Here he is with Let's Roll, J.B. Lenore, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you. cherry wine. Baby, sit down, baby, sit down and rest a while. For no dirty deals, I want you to sit down. Sit down, baby. Sit down and rest a while.
Come home, babe, I'll tell you just what to do if you come home early. Ooh, baby, come home early. Please come home early in the morning, baby. Please turn my damper down. Got what you need, got you. Don't have to buy. Come home, baby, you will be satisfied if you come home early. Baby, come home early. Yeah, come home early in the morning, baby. Please turn my damper down. Don't be scared, gal. It won't bite. My damper's made to fit an 8-inch pipe. If you come home early, ooh, baby, come home early. Yeah, come home early in the morning, baby. Please turn my damper down. My damper rise, gal, my stove get hot. Come home, baby, you know exactly what I've got. You come home early. Ooh, baby, come home early. Please come home early in the morning, baby. Please turn my damper down. Play it, Bob. Pipe on my stove is long and straight. Tell me, baby, how long will I have to wait? I need you early. Ooh, babe, I want you early. Yeah, I want you early in the morning, baby. Please turn my damper down. Bye-bye, babe, I'm gonna tell you fairly well. You may be happy, gal, but you'll never feel as well, 'cause I'm leaving early. Yeah, babe, I'm going early. Yes, I'm gonna leave early this morning, baby, 'cause you won't turn my damper down.
A song entitled Come Home Early. They're from Big Bill Brunzi off of the Columbia collection called Good Time Tonight. They're from Big Bill. And we also heard from Otis Rush, recorded in the mid to late 1950s. For Cobra Records, there he was with Sit Down from Otis Rush. All right, up next, let's hear from Snooky Pryor, made 1984 on the disc Real Fine Boogie. This is called Rough Treatment, and then we'll get into some of the older pre-war blues. Snooky Pryor here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Rough treatment always up until this very day. Had rough treatment always up until this very day. just working slave, trying to pass the time away. Drop dreaming, Lord, get it, baby. Please be kind to me. Drop dreaming, Lord, get it, baby. Won't you please be kind to me? I know I've been a little unruly, but I did not intend to be.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. Don John Pizza, Lou Miller, anywhere up in your tree. Don John Pizza, never know they're sweet. Every time I decide to climb your tree, baby, I wonder what made you smile. As I climb your tree, baby, I wonder, make you smile. Oh, get me double out of baby. Climb up on your tie of limb. Don't make me step out of bed. Climb up on your top limb. Up down my yo yellow pijo, never know this down yo yellow video.
From R.L. Burnside, that was the Peach Tree Blues on a Genus CD called My Black Name A-Ringin'. They're from R.L. Burnside. Plus, we heard from Ma Rainey, recorded 1925. That was the Levee Camp Moan. All right, let's hear next from Blind Blake. This is off of a collection called Guitar Wizards from the 20s and 30s. This is You Gonna Quit Me Blues from 1927. Blind Blake here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Quit me, baby. Put me out of I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Mr. Lawyer, fire, call off your old meat hound. Mr. Lawyer, fire, call off your old meat hound. If you ask me for a favor, please, ma'am, don't you turn me down. Tell me, mama, what may your troubles be? Well, tell me, baby, what may your trouble be? I see you hanging around at the top of that tall oak tree. That tall oak tree. Any little time you do, oh, any little day, any time you do, I'm coming along by broken down, baby, half in two, half in two, half in two. Jumping around the little old law. Oh, tell me, baby, jumping around the little loudy light. Coming down, pretty mama, popping down in that broken, raggedy V8 Ford. In your little Ford. Your fire, call off your old meat hound. Mister, call off your fire, call off your old meat hound. If you ask me for a favor, man, please, ma'am, don't you turn me down. Yeah, turn me down, turn me down. Ask me for a favor, please don't you turn me down. Turn me down. Turn me down.
but three men in my life. That was my father and my brother and the man who called me his wife. I worked as a slave for him, gave him money the best days of my life. Worked as a slave for him, gave him money all the rest of the days of my life. The dirty mistreater went out and got a young gal for his wife.
A little something there from Edith Wilson, entitled The Mistreatin' Blues. That's from a Delmark collection of their music that they recorded and put out in the last 40 years. Edith Wilson right there. Plus Catfish Keith from his self-release called Fretch Catfish. That was Asked You for a Favor from Catfish Keith. All right, time for just a couple more tracks here on the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear from Little Sonny and something called Eli's Pork Chop off of Stax Records 1970. But first, here is AZ Peyton from his release, Just Do Me Right. This is Back to the Bridge. AZ Peyton on the Deep Blues Hour.
Bye. works. I'm in your brain.
Spins around, gives it all he's got. He's a real cool. He's a jockey man. He plays them old and he plays them new. He'll play most anything for you. He's a real cool. He's a jockey man. Now listen in any time you can. Hear him yak to his music band. Get your kicks when he talks that jive. Really send you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man.
How about that? How about that? That was something, wasn't it? That was something. Yeah. That was something. Yes, it certainly was something. Yeah, something. That certainly was something. Yes, Zombo in your brain again after about almost 2 years. And back on the live radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, in your brain. And, oh, just feeling so, it's a combination of, like, energetic, rust. And first off, I got up about 7 o'clock today because I knew I was gonna have a little trouble, and got everything ready, and I couldn't find where CMU was. It's been so long, I couldn't find out. I forgot where the university was, so I was just driving around, and luckily I just panicked and GPS did here. Woo! Then once I got there, I was like, okay, where is the radio studio? So I just kind of, that wasn't too hard to find. I just go down the basement, walk around, and just look for nonsense. So anyhow, the day is the first, and this interesting thing. So I looked at a lot of my older shows. The last show I did on the radio was Friday the 13th, March 2020. That was the last radio show I did here. People were just, it was all starting to hit right around then. And I'm on the radio, and then all of a sudden, you know, they come in and say, you know, get out of here. And I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. And then I start doing these remote shows. Now, the interesting thing was I've been doing these theme shows for the past almost 2 years and just covered everything we possibly could. So the funny thing was, so I said, let me look at some of my older shows before I got in there. And I was doing theme shows back then, too. I did one on robots. I did one on a whole one on the subject of radio. So I've been doing theme shows a lot. And I've been getting a lot of the music and 'cause that's my life. That's my life, is just always researching new music, trying to find things. That's why when you listen to the show, other than the theme song, you're probably going to hear a bunch of different stuff. So today is freeballing. It is completely going to be just, I found, like, since the past couple years, a lot of my favorite songs, a lot of things I wanted to play. Wow. This is crazy. I'm freaking out here. I'm looking at my old PSAs. They haven't changed. I'm looking at what else? This the screen here, which has changed. I had to do these logs. It's just, you know, like I'm saying, I'm wearing a hazmat suit, so you're safe. Okay,